Yahweh Shah, right? That's his Hebrew name. And we are actually worshipers of Jesus Christ, right? That's why we're teaching our people their heritage. And we're teaching them their enemies, the kingdoms most wanted, which are these elites. And Christ himself, he doesn't like these elites. And there's even parts of the Bible that he's going to get some of them and stomp on them. That's how angry he is.
Woo!
And this ain't no regular stomp. And remember, he's over death. So if he don't want them to die, they don't have to die. They just, he has to make them feel it. Yeah. Imagine right. that.
Wow.
Yeah, there's certain people that he don't want the angels. He said, I want them right there. He wow. said he was alone.
Wow.
Yeah, these are those rich people that are devising all these wickedness to harm people on their bed. Mm. These mass murderers, these genocides. People like Bill Gates went up into places like different lands doing more experiments, things like that. These are murderers and these sick people that's putting up all these weird technologies. Keep going.
Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it.
When the morning is light, they practice it. That's when they start pushing out their little decrees, right? These little laws. Go to Isaiah 10 and 1. These little decrees that saying, oh, you have to be 6 feet from each other. Things like that. Social distance, right? Little decrees. Mask up. Little decrees, these laws, they want to keep people in panic and hysteria. Read it, Isaiah 10 and 1.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees.
Unrighteous decrees is unrighteous laws. So if you're over there decreeing unrighteous laws, the Most High, he says, woe unto you, because they're unrighteous. We have to stay away from all unrighteousness. But people say, oh, I'm just following what my heart feels, right? They say, I'm following what my heart feels. Go to Jeremiah 17 and 9. This is what happens when you follow what your heart feels, right? There's something wrong with people's hearts. It ain't right. Your heart just means what? You're just following what seems as a way unto man. But behind it is the way of death. Like, for example, you look at a lot of people, like they're pushing this whole same-sex marriage. From the outside, without no laws, it will look like, oh, you just letting these same people who love each other come together and get married when people talk about that same-sex marriage, right? But when you stand back and look at it, you're telling people you can get married by pushing diseases, things like that. That is all right for these two male outlets to plug each other. I mean, come on now. Jeremiah 17 and 9.
Right.
Yeah.
Read that, Z.
Read that.
Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things.
What you understand is man's heart is deceitful and wicked. Man's heart is not right. This is why you got to trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you don't lean onto your own understanding. What you're going to do is lean onto the understanding of the Bible. Because the Bible is the way. Christ is the King, and the Bible is the way. But when you lean according to your own heart, this is when death and destruction comes in your lives. You want to know why your lives aren't right? Because you lean on your own hearts and your own understanding. You want to call yourselves black and Hispanic instead of who you are according to the Bible. Read it from the top again. Call and read it.
Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things.
So your heart, which is your mind, your own ways, your own belief, it is deceitful above all things. This is the reason why as a nation, the so-called black and Hispanic man is in captivity. Why? Because we didn't trust in God. We wanted to trust in our hearts. A lot of you are going to celebrate Thanksgiving, which is a wicked holiday. Because on the first Thanksgiving, over 200 North American Indians dropped dead at a dinner that was given to them by who? The so-called white man. 200 Indians dropped dead on that first Thanksgiving. 800 more after that. Why? So what did the North American Indians have to be thankful for? So you think you want to trust in your heart and say, oh, Thanksgiving's a day to come together and celebrate with family. But what we're letting you know is Thanksgiving is not according to God. Thanksgiving is not according to Christ. And Thanksgiving was not found to be celebrated in the Bible. Here you go.
All right. So Thanksgiving is a tradition of man. And those that follow it are leaders in that path of destruction. Just like they're following all these other holidays. When you're following after Easter, right? Most High, he has like a holiday, a counter holiday for each one too. Just think about it. When you're celebrating Easter, there's always that Passover day, right? That talks about Christ. And also, you could also celebrate his birth on that day too, and talk about his birth on that day because he was born around that same day. When you tell about Christmas, right? And you're giving gifts to each other, there's another holiday around that time, Hanukkah, or the Day of Dedication. Able to give each other gifts on that day, and also there's Purim. Give each other gifts on that day also. A lot of people, they was helping people out on that day. Things like when you celebrate like Family Day, like Mother's and Father's Day, where they celebrate here, we have something known as the Time of Tabernacles, where our families got together, where we helped out our families, gave them fruits, gave them gifts, things like that. So there's always a counter holy day that the Most High have for these elite wicked holidays. They have a lot of things to bring us in darkness. Go to Jeremiah 11:19. A lot of trickery. So we have to understand how to bypass the wiles of the devil. How to understand how to bypass this illusion, this darkness. Because what do you have out here? Just wickedness. You have people following in celebrities, politicians, or just being straight up nasty and abominable. And then what happened? They push drugs in your community. They sneak those drugs, just like in that place, Kingston, near Pennsylvania. There's a place in Philly where you have a lot of addicts there. And it's like the people there in this area of Philly, there's hardly no police there, and it's just a bunch of addicts. And it's like nobody cares about them. They're walking up and down, needles everywhere. A very sickly place. People taking pictures of them, and they walking around like zombies. So, but still, this shows you what happens, how this government don't care about you. How these rulers of the darkness, they don't care about our people, bro. They don't care about y'all. All right, keep going. Jeremiah 11:19.
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 19. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter.
So, said he was like a lamb or an ox that's brought to a slaughter, and that's how we are. We're just like these farm animals, right? We're being brought to the slaughter. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's really going on in these people's mind, these elites' mind. We can't read their minds. We see what's going on in the news. We hear about what the people who's around them doing, but we really don't know what they're thinking. We know it has to be evil because that's what the Bible says. This whole world is an evil. Keep going.
And I knew not that they had devices against me.
So they have devices against us. You ever heard of Yellow 3? Or how about Blue 4? Things like that. Red 40? There's a reason why a lot of children that constantly use Skittles all the time end up getting sick. Because it has all certain food colorants ain't made to be mixed together. And when you mix them together, they have side effects. But they don't want you talking about that. Constantly talking about Skittles all the day. Fact checker will say, oh, you're pushing false information. Because they need to make that money. And these industries do not care about you. I mean, look what happened in Flint, Michigan. In Flint, Michigan, when it was having the people getting sick of their waters, anybody that talked about it was considered a conspiracy theorist. If you talked about what happened in Flint, Michigan, until General Motors cars was getting ruined by that water. And then everybody woke up and said, whoa, that's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. So some of these things that's going around is actually true. Read that again.
Jeremiah 11, verse 19. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter.
So a lamb or an ox that's being brought to the slaughter. These animals don't know that they're about to die. Keep going.
And I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof.
So it says, let us destroy the tree. We'll look at as trees and the fruit thereof, meaning the children. They even want, why they want to vaccinate the children so bad, huh? Why they after the kids? And when these children are born, many of them being born with black eyes, because that's that side effect now. And a lot of these politicians up there, they're saying, just, oh, take this. It's all right. Well, transgenders to do this and everything. Go to Psalms 55:21. It make you believe whatever they say. And then they'll give you this little phony notion of the American dream. You can vote them out. Vote for the lesser evil. That's what they'll say. Vote for the lesser evil. Who's more evil, huh? Who's the lesser evil? A lot of people don't even know who the lesser evil is. If they both are evil, they both are working for Satan. So there's no lesser evil. So how are you going to vote for evil? The Most High says, you shall cleave unto him, and only him shall you worship. Not no politician that don't even hate you. Many of y'all voted for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was calling black people super predators. Huh? How are you going to vote for someone like that? But many of y'all, just, y'all didn't want Trump in here. And now look what he done to y'all. And he's mentally ill. He's walking around the White House defecating on himself. He got turned around and got lost a couple of times. And he almost fell down the stairs.
Fell
up the stairs.
Fell up the stairs in Air Force One. Right, yeah. Fell up and down. Sideways too.
Yeah. Yeah, that showed you that there's something wrong with you. How you going to fall up the stairs? How you going to turn around and get lost?
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked if he got hit by a parked car. Right? Right, read that. There you go.
Psalms. Book of Psalms 55, verse 21. Uh-huh. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
So in other words, the words of these politicians, these rich people, their mouths are smoother as butter. When you get Bill Gates up there, or Billy Goat, when he comes up there, yeah, he's over there all smiling and everything. He said, this is here to help you. This is that. He knows how to do that good public speaking, that good motivational speaking. That's what they know how to do. Elon wants that motivational speaking. It's time for us to look into space. They know how to do that. They make you feel good. They're over there. They say, it's all about you. Things like that. Just like these pastors, that motivational speaker. They say, love, love, peace. God is love and everything. All right? In order to love something, you have to hate something. Huh? Okay, that's the love. The love is you keep his commandments. Things like that. So the words of some of these ministers, these pastors, these politicians, they're as smooth as butter. It sounds so good. Like it sounds so good that it has to be true. Like they say, oh, these two men just have to get married. Make them feel happy. It sounds so smooth as butter. Things like that. And they say, oh, here, take this vaccine. It is safe and effective. That's what they're trying to say. In other words, they're trying to tell you, yo, drink this Jeffy Dahmer drink. It's safe and effective. Things like that. But keep going.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart.
War was in his heart, all right? They're thinking about war. They're thinking about killing. See, one thing about war is they constantly deceiving people, all right? That's one thing. They will deceive you in war. They'll have you think of a phony illusion in war. They'll be at peace without you for a minute, and they'll strike you when you're not even knowing it. Look at what happened right after that whole COVID thing. When the whole COVID thing, and a lot of people went to rent out apartments, everybody was getting their rent for free, all right? And they lowered all the apartment rent. Now what happened? It came back to bite them. Yeah, it came back three times more. But now people had to leave New York and move to Texas and all that. Keep going.
His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords.
His words were softer than oil. It's still good, those words. But hey, he had swords behind him. They were drawn swords. Man, he was over there trying to kill people. He's trying to kill people with their words. That's how they are. That's when these wicked people, these wicked rich people, they're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about how to help black people. These Bill Gates up in there, he's not thinking about how to help black people. Anthony Fauci, he's lying to you. He over there saying, oh, did you know the vaccines were helped being produced by a black woman, an Afro-American woman? They push lies like that. Go to Psalm 73:3. See some of these lies that they push, all right? And our people, they're envious of them. They're seeing these wicked people prosper. They're seeing them in their mansions. They want to be like them. They said, don't it feel good to make $40 an hour, huh? You have to be fully vaccinated. Get your fourth and fifth booster. Things like that. You have to sign this. But you can make $40 an hour, yeah. $40 an hour to do all that to yourself. Wow. Read it. 73 and 3.
Psalm 73, verse 3. For I was envious at the foolish.
So a lot of our people, they get envious at the foolish. They see all these rich people over here. They get envious. They say, oh, why they got to be rich? Nothing happening to them. Keep going.
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
When they saw the prosperity of the wicked. So they said, how did all these wicked people get so rich? How come these celebrities can walk around in these mansions and do drugs and all the things like that, and they're not getting caught by the cops? How do people like Anthony Fauci can actually, who helped experiment on AIDS and everything, get to murder everything and walk away making all this money? Like, he retired now. He killed enough people for this elite, so he can retire for a minute. I mean, he'll probably be back again when there's another natural disaster, but he's out of the limelight now. Keep going.
For there are no bands in their death.
There's no bands in their death right now. So in other words, they're not connected to the Most High at all. Keep going.
But their strength is firm. Mm-hmm. They are not in trouble as other men.
So these rich, wealthy people, they're not in trouble like other men. They don't have to worry about what people are going through and everything like that. They don't have to worry about paying bills. They don't have to worry about their rent. They don't have to worry about losing their job because they live in a mansion. They're not even thinking about you. That's why you have people who have owner certain charities like NBA cares and everything. Yeah, NBA don't care. Things like that. Planned Parenthood. Yeah. These things like Planned Parenthood, right? Planned Parenthood, which was owned by people like Margaret Sanger, who said black people are like weeds, need to be cut. Things like that. And then the Gates Foundation, they had something to do with Planned Parenthood. They were into it too. The Gates family, they were heavily into that. So the wicked, they're prospering. Keep going.
Neither are they plagued like other men.
They're not plagued like other men. Like, when you think about these celebrities or these super rich people that go along and say, I caught COVID, this and all that, they really didn't catch it. They're lying to you. Or, like, when you be seeing a picture, you saw, like, someone like Joe Biden when he's getting vaccinated, right? If everybody that saw the picture of Joe Biden getting vaccinated, the vaccine still had the top on it. He really didn't get vaccinated.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It had the tap on it when you zoomed in. So it's like their lies are catching up to them. Yeah. Keep going.
Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain.
So pride is all about them. That's why when they talk, they smile. Like, for example, when they say the vaccines are safe and effective, they don't say it with a serious face. Like, when you go to a doctor and he's prescribing something to you that's going to help you, he say it with a serious face because he really wants to help you. Now, if they walk to you with a smile, that's a red flag. So when they're on there and saying this is safe and effective and they're smiling, what's with the smile? They're doing that American illusion to you. That's with the smile. When you look at these celebrities and say, it's safe and effective, and they're smiling at you, it's an illusion, brothers. Anytime you hear the word safe and effective, that's an illusion. There was other, in the 90s, when they're pushing that ACT amongst that, and they're using different words. Just think of the words. Something that's safe. So the Bible says, when they say peace and safety, utter destruction follows. So that's why you have so many things called die suddenly. A lot of things, a lot of people are dying suddenly. Where'd that come from, huh? Why this person died suddenly, huh? Why did Coolio die suddenly? How he end up dying suddenly? Huh? Hank Aaron, how he died suddenly? Things like that. I'm like, yeah, these people, they just put die suddenly. They're not calling a vaccine injury. They said, this guy died suddenly. But where were all these die suddenly years ago? Why is it now? Why this person had to die suddenly? Why are you looking at some of these sports shows and things like that, and they're showing soccer, and a person running soccer, and they fall down, and they're dying in soccer. And they say, oh, this athlete died suddenly. This person died suddenly. Remember Aaron Carter? It was a white boy named Aaron Carter. He died suddenly. Things like that. A lot of these celebrities that are dying suddenly. And they said, why are they dying? Oh, we don't know. Then after that, they start going back and say, oh, they probably was on drugs and this and everything. DMX died suddenly. They said, oh, he probably was on drugs. And people were saying no, because this person who dealing with rehab was checking up on him because he wanted to make a comeback. He really was trying to get himself right. So how can he die from a overdose if he's actually doing a rehab program? and they're watching him. Why? Because he was trying to travel, and he had to take that vax. He got sick, and they said, oh, he died suddenly. Yeah. Keep going.
Violence covereth them as a garment.
As a garment. They love killing. That's the thing. That's what these rulers of darkness that's in this world. They love hurting people. They love killing people. They love pain. They love pain and pleasure. You know what that means? Make them Sodom. Sodom and Gomorrah. Another city. Loving pain and pleasure. They were either pleasuring themselves or torturing people. They were known for doing that. Same thing with these elites. Pain and pleasure. That's why when a lot of people went into these elites' mansion, they saw a lot of strange things. Some saw a lot of TVs with all wickedness, and other people saw torture machines. Keep going.
Their eyes stand out with fatness.
Their eyes stand out with fatness because they want more money. When you think about these rich and wealthy people, these super rich people, they have so much money, and they still want more money. Just look at the people that's in the music industry. They wanted so much money that they had to kill a celebrity like Michael Jackson because they realized he would be worth more dead than alive. They're not satisfied. They want more and they want more. Keep going.
They have more than heart could wish.
They have more than enough. The Rothschild family. They owned over 50% of the world's wealth years ago, and they still want more. Things like that. If the minute they find out that people have gold inside of them, they probably kill everybody just for that. That's how these rich people are operating. They cannot be satisfied. They're that evil. These wealthy people that people want to look up to. These people that's above celebrities. Then when you get people like Noah Harari, this guy is trying to push his new religion known as Dadaism. He's trying to push that heavily amongst the people. His name is Noah Harari. He's under Charles Schwab. Biden's boss's boss. Keep going.
They are corrupt.
They're corrupt because they're pushing idolatry secretly. That's why celebrities are called stars. They push stars, right? And the Bible tells you, do not worship the sun, moon, and stars. They want to bring that darkness upon you. That's why they call the next American Idol. They give you these words for a reason. They call the men thugs. What's a thug? A thug is a demon. That's a demon, a male demon that worshiped the goddess Kali. They were called thugs, right? And you know what? Want to know what the female demons were called? Divas. Yes, they were called divas. That's what they called. These were worshippers of these East Indian gods, which are demons also. Things like that. Thugs and divas. And that's what they pushed. A diva is not the female version of a hustler. No.
Bring it out!
It's a female demon. That's what a diva is. Things like. Read that again, that verse again.
They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression.
They're corrupt, all right? These rich and wealthy people, there's something wrong with them. Many of them are mentally ill, like Elon Musk. There's something wrong with his mind, all right? That's why when people be seeing him, he's always be blanking out all the time. That's why when they caught him out there wearing that like red uniform over there, looking like that dude from Mortal Kombat, over there bugged out his mind. Yes, Elon Musk, super wealthy billionaire. Many of them, they're bugged out. There's something wrong with them. Bill Gates, he's mentally ill. He just loved hurting people, loved pain, things like that. When he was doing those experiments in those other countries, having those children die, he would just sitting there just looking. And there's something wrong with these people. Anthony Fauci, he can keep a straight face while people are in a hospital dying suddenly, having vaccine injuries. Keep going.
They speak loftily.
Loftily meaning they speak proudly. They say words to entice you. They say words to make you feel good. Things like that. They're not speaking the truth. They're speaking a bunch of lies. All right. Keep going.
They set their mouth against the heavens.
Against the Most High. Like they're pushing evolution. Or they're pushing Dadaism, like Noah Harari. Or to push Dadaism. Things like that. So they want to push new things. They want to try to intermingle you. They're saying they're going to push new technologies. They're not saying, they'll say little things like this. They're pushing new technologies, not of the flesh, but over the flesh. Things like that. They'll use those type of words right here. A new technology, not of the flesh, but over the flesh. Meaning something to control your flesh. Something that can bring you together. Something that can bind you in darkness. This little binding of power. So that's what these elites are trying to do. Bring them into something known as a new world order. This great binding of power. One power that can control them all. One power to bring them. And in the darkness of their mind, to bind them. That's what these elites are about. Keep going.
And their tongue walketh through the earth.
Their tongue walketh through the earth because these elites, these rich white people, and these rich Chinese people, and these rich Arab people, you can look at them on TV on every single part of the earth. Literally every country has a television. Think about that. There's a television. Even when they visit some of those wild countries, the ones where they run around with no clothes on, one of the things that they be trying to push is that television. Because once they push the television and the news, they got them. They're able to teach them that. Why do you think that the main countries that they did not allow the CDC in, they never caught COVID? Things like that. When you think about it, there was one country that's off the straws from India. They won't allow nobody in here. Why didn't they die of COVID, huh? Things like that. There was no cases. In North Korea, allegedly, if you caught COVID, that's known as punishment without death. That was illegal. You couldn't catch COVID. So that's why nobody was able to catch COVID there. Yeah, one of the officers, I believe, he went to another country where he caught something there, like a little COVID, and when he was getting close to the border, he was ordered to get killed. They ain't having that in their country. It's illegal to catch COVID in North Korea, allegedly, according to Kim Jong-un. All right? So you already know if these countries not allowing the CDC in there, they ain't going to catch that virus. That shows you it's man-made, which most of the virus, H1N1, the swine flu, the AIDS epidemic, all these things made in the laboratory by these wicked elites. These wicked elites that had that genocide mind frame. These same elites that's over Vanguard. These same elites that's owning the jail cells. Things like that. Keep going.
Therefore, his people return hither.
So, the Most High says that he wants us to stay away from that. Go to Psalms 10 and 2. All right? And he wants us to come back to the Most High. So, if we come back to the Most High, we have to walk in this new list of life. And not after what these celebrities say. Not after what these politicians have said. Not after what these so-called church leaders or these imams say. Because many of these imams, they're down with the program now, too. Yeah, so how you, because they was even showing you. How you going to have some transgender Muslims? Where that come from? Transgender Muslims? And they was actually showing that in certain places. What's with that now? A man who's wearing a hijab, I believe, yeah. And he wants to be a woman and a Muslim. They even having that now. I mean, they were like even pushing that, saying, oh, finally, Muslims are actually coming over to that side.
You want to be a woman and a Muslim. Damn.
Yeah, that's weird now. When I seen that article, I was like, whoa. All right, Psalms 10 and 2.
Psalms chapter 10, verse 2. The wicked in his pride to persecute the poor.
Yeah, a lot of these wicked people, they're persecuting the poor. That's why they come into your places, call it ghettos and slums and everything, and they push drugs. Where they come? Where drugs come from, brother? Where all the viruses come from? Where COVID come from, brother? Where it come from? Where? These wicked people, they're coming around. They're pushing it in our communities. And we're so blinded that we don't even understand it. That whole place, if you look up what's going on in Philly, that'll wake you up. That little place in Philly, a person, he just took his little camera phone, he just recorded it. Everybody just walking, drugged out. Some people sleeping on the streets, things like that. And they even had that little, that drug out that's similar to something called Crocodile or something like that, that makes your skin zombie-like, right in Philly. And yeah, it's similar to like, they'll put you in a needle and then after you feel a high, your skin start breaking off and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, right in Philly. When I was seeing that, even a woman went to interview certain people and she almost got robbed because they're desperate for drugs so they can get money for it, right in Philly. So you don't think that can happen here? You don't think that can happen in Newark? You don't think that can happen in Patterson? I mean, Philly is right next to New Jersey. Hey, if they're doing experiments over there, they can come here too. A lot of crazy things happen in North. Did anybody forget about the guy that was on his roof? He had the whole city on lockdown. Everybody was scared. The one crazy guy on his roof, he popped two cops right on the roof. Everybody wasn't scared, just cops. But they was really pushing him. And they just knew he was a big black man. So if you was a big black man, you was getting that eye. Keep going.
Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined.
So, when it says, let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined, that means all of the things that these elites are doing to our people, right? They're coming together with our people, but now they're going to be starting to fight each other. So remember, if Satan cast out Satan, their kingdom can't stand, right? So these elites, it's going to be elite versus elite, things like that. I mean, look at when Donald Trump was in office, he arrested the deep state. The deep state was supposed to be working for the Illuminati, and Trump got rid of them. So it's like elites versus elites. So this is something deep that's going on right now. There's a hidden battle of consciousness, brother. This is a real conscious battle that we have to be aware of. So we have to come back to Christ, to Jesus Christo. Come back to him. He's the one that's going to lead us. Keep going.
For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire.
So he's over there boasting of his heart's desire. He's saying, like, oh, I have this mansion. Oh, I have this money. I have all this. Things like that. Even when the mayor of New York was telling people, oh, if you get vaccinated, all you have to think of a hamburger and fries, and he ate it right in front of everybody. He said, just think about this when you get vaccinated. You bit into that hamburger, you're like, that tastes good. Yeah, right on TV. Just think about that. They say, oh, you also get $100. There's nothing free in this world but Jesus. That's actually true. There's nothing. So if somebody say this is free, and then they're lying to you. They have an evil agenda. And people will say this, why would the government do that to us? Why would they do that to us? They already did. You ever heard of the eugenics program? You ever heard of MK Ultra? You ever heard of the Tuskegee experiment? You ever heard of the Indian Removal Act? Yeah, all right then. They already did it. So, if they really want to remove a whole bunch of people, I mean, 100 years ago or 200 years ago, up and down these streets, well, these wasn't streets then, but in the same area, you had a group of people called Native Americans. Whole bunch of them. Where are they at? What happened? They were removed by the same government that's pushing things out free and saying it's safe and effective. The same ones with a smile on their face and saying, hey, these are free. There's nothing free but Jesus Christ. All right. So if somebody telling you this is free, they're lying. If they're in the government and say, yo, this vaccine is free, they're lying. Nothing is free in this country but Christ. He's the only one that's free. So if you really want true freedom, come back to Christ. All right. Keep reading.
And blessed the covetous.
So it says he boasts of his heart's desires, right? And bless the covetous, the ones that want more and more and more and more. And they even tell you, more money, more problems. Why? Because you constantly going after money, it's going to cause more problems. Things like that. Ride or die. Yeah, you want to ride with these elites, you're going to end up dying. Turn or burn. Yeah, you turn into them, you're going to end up burning in that destruction. Keep going.
Whom the Lord abhorreth.
The Lord, the word abhor hates. Those that's always in the covetousness. They hate. The Most High, he hates those people. He abhors them. Keep going.
The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God.
So you already know these wicked people, they will not seek God. Like David said, oh, well, Jeffrey Dahmer might make it because he found Jesus in jail and things like that. That dude was a devil from the start. They just want to find some sympathy for him. Things like that. They say, oh, well, Osama bin Laden is probably in heaven because he probably thought about Jesus and think, no. It's See, a lot of people, they want to make excuses for other people's sins. Things like that. And not even thinking about their own sin. Things like that. It's not as easy as you think. All right? There's nothing free but Jesus. But still, you got to walk in this renewing of life. See, Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. But what these elites, these rich people are pushing, they're pushing foolishness. They're pushing lust. They're pushing pleasure. And they're pushing money, which is an illusion. You can't serve the Most High and the love of money. You can't serve two masters. It's not possible. You're either going to love one or hate the other. That's why you have to build up your treasure in heaven. Understand, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. All right, keep going.
God is not in all his thoughts.
Yeah, the Most High is not in their thoughts at all. So that I even showed you about these pastors. They have a phony agenda about them. They're corrupt. Keep going.
His ways are always grievous.
His ways, when you look at these rich people and these elites, they're grievous. Look at Bill Gates. Okay, even if you want to go about all these viruses, he was doing experiments on other viruses before he started doing the vaccines. He was doing something called computer viruses. Where that come from? Bill Gates himself. He was into that. Said, just make some computer viruses for Microsoft and make the newest software to help them even to make more money. So if Bill Gates was doing this on computer viruses, why not do it on people? That's how his ways are grievous. All right, keep going.
His ways are always grievous. Uh-huh. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight.
So it says thy judgments are far above his sight. In other words, they're not even thinking of their latter end. They're not even thinking of the Most High's judgments. See, when you think about when these elites end up dying, they have no future. And what's going to happen to them? They already know it's over for them. These super rich, wealthy people. The Fauci, the Gates, all these people that's leading our people down. The ones that's pushing the vaccination, that's pushing this new listeria, that released rats into North, that had the Ebola virus a long time ago, in around 2003 or 2004. There were some rats that was released right in North having the Ebola virus that showed you that they want to do experiments.
Wow.
Yes. They've been doing weird type of experiments on our people for a very, very long time. That's why our people need to wake up and understand this government is not for them. They have to come back to the Most High. Keep going.
As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them.
So in other words, you want to come up at these elites, they'll laugh at you. And they'll say, oh, you're just doing false information. Things like that. So when people are fall down and they say they die suddenly, if you say it might be a vaccine injury, they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Every other word for you, ah, conspiracy theorist. You're just a conspiracy theorist, that's all. This guy just died suddenly. He was probably doing drugs, he just died suddenly. Things like that. They have an excuse already. Keep going.
He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved.
So these elites, they're saying that they won't be moved. So all these rich people, they think they're going to have their riches forever. But people don't understand. When people are being born here, you're born here without money. You're born here naked. And you're going to go and leave this earth naked also. And then it's time for that judgment. And when it's time for that judgment, that books are open. And it tells all the things that you've done to these people. And some of these elites, they have a track record on them that ain't good. So when they're in that super galactic court system, and the Most High is that real judge, it's going to say you murdered him, and you deceived these people right here, and you lived your life in luxury and things like that. What do you think is going to happen to them, huh? They're going to get it great. They really going to get it in that day. But a lot of people look up to these people. That's why people, you say they want to be like Gates and things like that. Gates. Bill Gates. Keep going.
For I shall never be in adversity.
Many of them think they won't be in adversity when they will. When Christ come and judge them, they're going to be messed up. Keep going.
His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud.
Cursing and deceit and fraud. That's how these elites are. They're similar to like these so-called pastors, the ones that call themselves Reverend this and Reverend that. So when you want to have, like if, when you think about these reverends, like you have a white reverend, right? Is he going to be a reverend or a Chinese pastor? Go to Leviticus 22 and 25. Now, when you want to teach the word, the truth, The Most High says he shows his word unto Jacob and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He doesn't show it to all these other nations like that. They don't have the truth like that, right? So Christ said that he's the bread of life. It says that in the scriptures, in John 6 and 35, I believe. He's the bread of life. So he's that true teaching. So if you really want to teach Christ, he's going to deal with Israel. These other people, they have corruption in them. Read it.
Leviticus chapter 22, verse 25. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these.
So in other words, you're not supposed to offer the bread of the Most High in a stranger's hand. And we represent that bread. So we're not supposed to be dealing with these nations that's offering up that bread. Why? There's something wrong with these nations. Keep going.
Because the corruption is in them.
In other words, they're corrupted throughout their DNA. That whole curse is still upon them. He wants us to stay away from all these nations and also from wicked people. Go to Numbers 16:26. Because you have amongst our people, you have a lot of sinful people doing some wicked things. They're walking around following these celebrities. They're walking around following these politicians. They're not walking in newness of life. They're following after the wicked lusts of their heart. And they're staying unclean in their unclean mind. And we have to stay away from those wicked people. Keep going.
Numbers chapter 16, verse 26. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men.
So he don't want us around wicked men, all right? He says, depart from these tents of all these wicked men. So if you over there hanging around your homeboy AJ or someone, or things like that, or your homeboy Jamie, and he want to be a gangster, or he want to be a thug or a hustler, your homeboy Jamie, your homeboy AJ, your homeboy Susie or someone else like that, and they want to be hustlers and gangsters, you stay away from them. All your homeboys who just want to follow entertainment and want to be an entertainer, things like that. Your homeboy Shay, you can't be listening to Shay, right? Because Shay is over there, Shay is an atheist. Why would you want to be like that? And other Shay just might be transgender. Keep going.
I lost my page.
16 to 26.
And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men.
So our people, that's your friends that you go to school or college with, are evil. You have to stay away from them. And they're not following the Most High. You have to stay away from them. Keep going.
And touch nothing of theirs.
Touch nothing of theirs. The reason why you have to stay away from some of your friends that's doing this wickedness and touch nothing of theirs, because they be enchanting some of those things, those devices. That's why we don't accept a lot of offerings from strangers back then, because they're already corrupted. You don't want those demons to jump on and be portals of demons and then come in your bike, in your house. Keep going.
Lest ye be consumed in all their sins.
In other words, that demonic presence starts jumping on you and you start doing what they doing, things like that. You're a regular person. You are having your homeboy AJ coming up in your house. AJ in your house, he saying he a gangster and everything. He a hustler. He just want to chill. Then AJ say, oh, let's freestyle. Come on, let's do some freestyles, things like that. Then you start saying, all right, let's go gangbang. You want to be a gangbanger. You're making yourself unclean by doing that. Matthew's 15 and 19. Yeah, you let AJ come in your house and making you unclean by his words. Because that's what's being pushed in the media, in the entertainment, things like that. A lot of wickedness, a lot of foolishness. Yeah. Matthew 15:19.
Matthew's chapter 15, verse 19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts.
So it's evil thoughts, malicious thoughts. Those are the things that be proceeding out of your hearts, which is your mind. Because it starts in your mind, your neurons, all these things. They start there. Keep going.
Murders.
Murders. You're looking around to murder someone, to hurt somebody. Keep going.
Adulteries.
Adulteries. Right. So you want to sleep around this person after that person after this person. That's wickedness. That's going around. Keep going.
Fornications.
Yes, and that's being pushed in the music industry. Fornication. Hormones. Sleeping around with woman after woman without the intent to marry them. Keep going.
Thefts.
Thefts. You just stealing stuff and something just for the heck of it. Keep going.
False witness.
False witness, which is lies. All these things are making you unclean. Keep going.
Blasphemies.
And you going and talking against the Most High. That's wicked. Go to Psalms 50 and 17. Because now you got to see exactly what's going on with all this evil. Where's all this destruction coming from, right? It's coming from within. A lot of y'all are letting this wickedness come up into your house. Y'all are letting this system, this illusion follow you. Y'all are letting these curses come and consume you. Because the Most High said, you'll be smitten with blindness, madness, and astonishment apart. So when you're blinded and you're mad and you're astonished, you don't know where you're stumbling at. All right? Psalm 50 and 17.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 17. Seeing thou hatest instruction.
So, since we want to hate instruction, right? We don't want to follow what the Most High does. Keep going.
And castest my words behind thee.
So we want to cast his words behind us. We don't want to listen unto the Most High. We want to follow these celebrities and politicians instead of the Most High. Let's see what the Most High will do.
Verse 18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him.
So these thieves are like these elites. These super wealthy people. These elites that's running the world, like Noah Harari, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, things like that. You want to be friends with these thieves right here. You want to go and hug them. The celebrities, they're like thieves also. They following the system. Our people want to be just like them. Keep going.
And hast been partaker with adulterers.
And then they end up going into their meetings where they sleep around and do some weird things for a piece of change. Our people will get judged from that. That's why he says he has to make our minds and our thoughts clear.
Yes,
they're closed. They're closed.
Yes, they're closed. But there's one person that's always open, Jesus Christ. And he wants us to come back and understand who we are as a people.
That was a nice segue.
Yes. Yes, exactly. go to John 6 and 35. Yes.
Him and the noble one got some bars, man.
Yeah.
They got some bars.
Yeah. Go to John 6 and 35. So the woman came around. And although the bank was closed, but guess what? There's another one that's always going to be open.
Bring it out.
John 6 and 35.
Bring it out.
John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
He's the bread of life. He gives you the true teaching. He's always going to be open, never closed, right there. He's operating on a whole different timeline that just won't end. He could be many places at once. He could be past, present, future. He's all here. He was the one that created time. He's the true begotten, the true energy source, that living water, that Lamb of God, that King of Kings, that Lord of Lords, that root and offspring of David, that bright and morning star, that Lamb of God, that Lion of Judah. He's all those things. And yes, he's all those things. And in Hebrew, his name is Yahweh Shai. His name is, he is salvation. Keep going.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger.
So he that cometh to him, you come into Jesus Christ, you come into that Lamb of God, that King of Kings, that Lord of Lords, that root and offspring of David, that morning star, you come into him, that great Shiloh, that Prince of Peace. You're never going to hunger. Why? Because he's going to give you the real word, which is the real teachings that these false pastors do not want to teach. Keep going.
And he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
And he that believeth on him shall never thirst, because he's going to give you that living water like we read in John 7 and 38. Because he has that living water that he wants to give. It's just our people, they keep rejecting him because they're following after this new world. This new world order is the order of darkness. Go to James 4 and 4, speaking about this world. Because we already showed you that wickedness is in this world and everything. But let's see how the Most High, he feels about this world. And it's the reason why it's called the New World Order. That's why Biden said, hey, it's the New World Order. And he said, "That's good, you." And he said, "Y'all bastards." Yeah, that's your boy Biden. He said that. Called y'all bastards. I was just saying the New World Order is now here. All right? James 4 and 4.
James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
So this friendship of the world is enmity with the Most High. To be enmity with the Most High is like you being an enemy. But now, how do you become friends with the Most High? Do many people know how to be friends with Christ? Huh? Do any of y'all know how to be friends with Christ? Huh? Y'all know how to be friends with these celebrities, right? Y'all know how to be friends with these entertainers.
Do that.
Do you know how to be friends with Christ? Y'all want to know how? Let's go to Psalm 15. It's going to tell you how to be friends with Christ. How you doing, brother? We're over here teaching about the real teachings of Christ, that root and offspring of David, that morning star, that Lamb of God, that Prince of Peace, that Lion of Judah. We're teaching about the real teachings, about how he wants us to teach in the spirit and truth, because the Most High is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you're not teaching in spirit and in truth, you're pushing the illusion, which is darkness. That means you're pushing lies, and the Most High is not dealing with no liars right now. All right, go ahead and read that. Psalms 15 and 1.
Psalms 15 and 1. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
So he's asking a question. Who's going to be in your tabernacle? I mean, who's going to be around where you're going to be at? Keep going.
Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hill?
The holy hill, Mount Zion. Who do he want dwelling amongst him? So now, the Most High is going to tell you the type of people with this type of mind who he wants around him, to see if he wants those that's following the elites, following these fake pastors, or following the falsehoods in societies, or following these celebrities. Who does he want following him? Keep going.
He that walketh uprightly.
Uprightly, meaning you're following the fruits of the Spirit by walking uprightly in Christ. Keep going.
And worketh righteousness.
And worketh righteousness means following the laws. Don't desecrate your body. Don't eat unclean foods. Don't put tattoos or anything all up on your body and things like that. Don't go and shaving your head and things like that. Don't go around drinking blood. Don't do those things. Abstain from those things. Keep going.
And speaketh the truth in his heart.
And speak the truth in your heart. Don't go around telling a whole bunch of lies. All right? Stay away from lies. Stay away from falsehoods, things like this. These are the people that the Most High says is going to be, he wants around him. Those that's teaching righteousness, stay away from lies and falsehoods. Don't follow multitudes to do evil. Don't listen to these politicians. The politicians are lying to you. Keep going.
He that backbiteth not with his tongue.
So in other words, don't speak lies. Don't speak deceit, things like that. Tell the truth. Don't be lying. All right, that's one thing. You have to learn how to tell the truth. The Most High, Jesus Christ, do not like liars. Jesus Christ, do not like liars, all right? You can't tell lies, all right? You have to love the Most High, all right? You have to love the truth, love the Bible, all right? Keep going.
He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor.
Or doeth evil to his neighbor. Just like what these celebrities be pushing. That gangster rap, being a gangster, doing evil things to their neighbor. You can't be thinking about that. You have to love your neighbor like you love yourself, because their neighbor had that light energy from the Messiah, from Christ, right? That root and offspring of David, that shepherd of souls. It has that whole light there. So he wants you to love him because you're loving that light source also. So you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself, because you have that light source from Christ also. Because Christ is that bread of life. So if you have that bread of life, you're not hungering no more, because you now have that source. Because you have that morning star enlightening you. Just like you have a light, that's like stars supposed to have light, you have a morning star, which is Christ. And he's enlightening you. Keep going.
Nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor.
Or taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Like you have like young people over there hiking on each other. Things like that. Making fun of things like that. Oh, your mother's so fat, she sits next to everybody. Things like that. Little crazy. Yeah, things like that. You ain't supposed to be making fun of doing things like that. But that's being pushed up in schools and things like that. Yeah, that's what little kids, they be doing that. And put that on like Comedy Central or Nickelodeon and all that. Keep going.
In whose eyes a vile person is condemned.
So in other words, it says, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned. Meaning you have to look at these wicked people in another light. You can't be up in the wicked people just smiling, and they're smiling at you and everything. They say, oh, this is safe and effective. And you say, yes, and you're not supposed to say that. You're looking at him like you're wicked. Why? Because he's in that darkness. He's pushing that weird, vile darkness. He's pushing that slavery. And a lot of people, they're enslaved right now. Go to Isaiah 42 and 22 to see and prove that, yes, we are enslaved. And that's that slavery of the mind, sis. A lot of people are enslaved to the mind, so who's going to wake us up? Jesus Christ is. He's that root and offspring of David. He's that bishop of souls that will unlock our people and set us free. He's the one that can do it. No other people can do it. Biden cannot do that. Biden cannot save you, all right? Biden is messed up in his mind, all right? He's mentally ill. How are you going to ask a mentally ill person like that to be a ruler over you, huh? So what does that make you, huh, when you think about that? You voted a mentally ill person in office, so what does that make you? Huh? Yeah, when you think about it, that sounds weird, don't it? Yes. You voted a mentally ill person in office. What that make you? Yeah. Read that.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22.
Yeah, we're preaching out the scriptures, teaching about Jesus Christ and his word. It says that he comes in all this whole volume of this book. It's of him. Keep going.
Isaiah 42 and 22, but this is a people robbed and spoiled.
So it's talking about you people. Y'all blacks and Hispanics. He said y'all are robbed and spoiled. Something was taken from you, your heritage, your royalty, about you walking up and down as being this royal people. Keep going.
They are all of them snared in holes.
And low points. That's why a ghetto in a slum is called a low part of society. Y'all are snared in holes. That's where y'all live at. Y'all don't live amongst the wealthy elites. And let's see where some other y'all like to live at. Keep going.
And they are hid in prison houses.
Exactly. The 13th Amendment took over y'all. Y'all are hid in prison houses. Your heaven above you is as brass. And y'all are made low. Y'all have a yoke of iron around you. Both a physical, now that physical one, now you have a spiritual one, an invisible one, which is what they're pushing in politics right now. Because y'all following over what this guy Biden is saying. Joe Biden, like he's saying. If you already see what's going on with his son got messed up already, and he's mentally ill, and y'all want to vote for this guy right here? Like everybody's geared up for the elections. The Most High, he's not dealing with that. Go to Matthew 4 and 10. When y'all want to hear about who are we going to vote for? This is who we're going to vote for, right? It tells you, if you want to know who we are going to vote for, who we're going to cast our vote for to have us over here. Because a lot of people keep saying, vote for the lesser evil. Vote for the lesser evil is Satan. That's the lesser evil, all right? Let's see if we're going to vote for Satan or if we're going to vote for Christ. Read it, Matthew 4 and 10.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan.
So Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. We ain't voting for Satan, all right? We're not voting for Joe Biden, who's a Satan worshiper, things like that. Or Hillary Clinton, who's a super Satan worshiper, things like that. Or even Barack Obama, things like that. Don't let this illusion get to you. Let's see who we're going to vote for, who we want over. Let's keep going.
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
So it is written, you shall only worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve. Who is this Lord thy God? That's Yahweh. He is. That's his name. He is, he was, and he forever be. He is the Father. So he sent his son down, his only begotten son, who is Yahweh, to save us. What do you mean? He's putting like this force field of life, of salvation, and he's protecting us from all this darkness that's covering the earth and that's upon the people. And what's that? That wickedness. He's putting that force field so we see that light. Five people, they want to stay in that darkness because that darkness feels good to them. They're being blinded by that darkness. John 3, 19. To see how they feel about this darkness. They want to follow what these celebrities. These celebrities say, oh, walk in darkness. Just do whatever you want. You're grown. You're free. Just do whatever you want. Well, the Messiah says, you come back to his light. Come back to his laws. Come back to righteousness. Know your heritage. Know who you are. Know who Jesus Christ is about. Know who this Lamb of God is. Know who this Prince of Peace is. In order to have peace, something has to happen before that because there's going to be some destruction. So how is he going to come back here in this peaceful state He even said when he comes back, there's only going to be no faith left. So where are these mega churches supposed to have millions of followers? If Christ said there's going to be hardly no faith left, it's a big deceit, a big illusion. I mean, if you look at it, if these mega churches, these churches with thousands of members, they're supposed to be righteous. That means, shouldn't this country be even more righteous if you have thousands of members? Shouldn't they be going around healing the country, doing all these things? You don't see them. When you don't see like these mega churches out on the streets like this, in the cold weather, out on the streets, trying to teach people. You don't see that. They're over there owning their mansions. And what are they doing? Speaking about prosperity, feeling good, making their life here. Things like that. Keep going.
John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world.
Light, meaning the laws of the Most High, has come into this world, this time right now. So we're now telling you how to get right with the Most High is dealing with, speaking the truth, loving your people, things like that, walking upright, not sinning. That's known as light. Keep going.
And men love darkness rather than light.
They want to be blinded rather than light. They want to be blinded rather than light. They want that wickedness. There's a lot of wickedness in TV. There's a lot of wickedness that in politics. There's a lot of wickedness on these celebrities. Things like that. And that's that wickedness is that sinfulness. Go to 1 John 5 and 11. I believe it's 5 and 11. 1 John. Yes, because their deeds were evil. 1 John 5 and 11. Let's see if that's the verse. All right. Now, this wickedness is a type of mental slavery. If you're mentally enslaved, you don't know where you're going. You're just like those blind leaders. 1 John 5 and
11. And this is the record.
That no, God, that's not it.
Dang it.
Go to Proverbs 4:19.
Proverbs 4:19?
Yeah, Proverbs 4:19. Yeah. Now, about this wickedness. When you do evil things, you're thinking about lustful things. You're thinking about sleeping with woman after woman after woman, man after man, things like that. That's known as sinful things. That's darkness. That's going to make you more blinder and blinder because it brings hatred. Hatred of the Most High. The Most High, he's not dealing with these abominable acts. He doesn't like these abominable acts. All right? Read it.
Proverbs 4, verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness.
So it says, you constantly do wicked things, it's like you're making yourself as darkness. That's known as the way of the wicked. It is as darkness. They're not following the Most High. That's how wicked people, they're blinded. They're just following what these celebrities do. Whatever the celebrities do, they follow. They're being like puppets to these celebrities. Keep going.
They know not at what they stumble.
They know not at what they stumble. So another thing is that you are in darkness. You're following a dream. Now, when you're dreaming, you're in a conscious state, an unconscious state, and you're following an illusion. So when you think about the American dream, it's an American illusion. They're tricking you, thinking that you're going to have a good life here. Well, you're not supposed to have a life here. In order to have a life, you have to have a life with Christ. Go to Luke 9 and 23 and prove that. You have to forsake all these wicked illusions that this country is pushing, that this world is pushing, all these wicked sins, and come back to Christ, the Lamb of God, the Bishop of our souls, the root and offspring of Jesse, of David, things like that, that great and might and morning star, things like that, that King of Kings, that Lord of Lords. Keep going.
Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
So he says, if you want to come after Christ, you have to deny yourself. All right? All those wicked things that you have done, you have to deny it. End it. It's an illusion. It don't exist. Deny yourself. Why do you think that King Solomon opened up and said, vanities are vanities. Everything is really vanity. This whole thing is an illusion. How are you going to find your life here? You're trying to find your life in a country where the rulers of this country don't even want you. They don't even like black people in this country. So, but people want to find a life here. Keep going.
And take up his cross daily.
Meaning you have to crucify your own lusts. All those wicked things that you are doing. You have to crucify it. You have to understand that. We can't just follow the things that we wanted to do. A lot of people, they'll make fun of us right here. They're going to say, oh, you're out here, you're just teaching this. Yeah, making fun. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:3. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people saying their little negative thoughts about us, but we don't mind that because we know that if you're saying negative thoughts about us, you're really talking about what we're saying. See, we're not ashamed to speak about Christ, all right? We're not ashamed about that. That's why we're out here in the cold talking about our Lord and Savior. When we're doing it the right way. We're not doing it in the falsified way. We're telling exactly the true and living power, where to get that energy source, where to get that bread of life so people can live, how to walk upright by Him. You have to put on Him. He set an example of how a person is supposed to walk. But you're going to have a lot of people out here turning towards atheism. This is what they're going to be saying.
1 Peter where?
2 Peter 3:3.
2 Peter 3:3.
Let you know how people are going to be acting.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts.
That was good, sister, that you was able to get that, because there's a lot of people that's considered scoffers. Like, they'll come out here to make fun of us, things like that. Those are known as scoffers, right? And they said walking out in their own lust. So, like, look at these celebrities over here. People just follow after what these celebrities do, what these celebrities say, things like that. Those are known as scoffers. They want to make fun of you. They want to make jokes about you. They want to say you are teaching lies. And some of them say you are teaching hate, things like that. Walking around in their own lusts, their own lustful deeds, their own lustful minds. Keep going.
And saying, where is the promise of His coming?
Where is the promise of His coming? So he said, okay, where's Christ at? See, now we can see it. He's getting closer and closer to coming. He's coming here. We can see it. Keep going.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
The beginning of the creation. In other words, the Most High is waiting on us. So we're into this great quiet time right now. That's the main reason why. We are in this quiet time, brother. It's time for us to come back to Christ. Understand who the King of Kings is, who the Lords of Lords is. We have to understand who that is. Go to Jeremiah 4:22. Yeah, because a lot of people, they just want to follow after their own lust. They don't want to, like today, the Sabbath is almost ended. But during this time, no buying, no selling, because once you're doing that, you're humbling yourself to the Most High. You're obeying His laws, things like that. You're walking in newness of life. You're following His order, and not the new world order, but you're following the world that comes world order, that kingdom order, that immortal order, things like that, that righteousness order, that Lamb of God order, that bread of life order, that King of Kings or the Lord's order, that Bishop of Souls order, that Shiloh, the peaceful one, His order. Keep going.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. For my people is foolish.
So the Lord says His people is foolish. They just follow whatever the politicians, whatever they do. Keep going.
They have not known me.
They don't even know about Christ, because these politicians ain't really teaching the true Christ. They're teaching something known as another Jesus, things like that. Keep going.
They are sottish children.
Sottish or foolish children. Keep going.
And they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil.
They are wise to do evil. A lot of people, they have that wisdom to do some evil stuff. Do something shice, things like that. They're over that. They do something ludicrous, things like that. They're some ludicrous people. Yes. Keep going.
But to do good, they have no knowledge.
Yeah, they don't have knowledge to do good. They don't have knowledge to help people. They don't have knowledge to, like, you don't hear no gangsters out here open no charities. What gangsters you know is opening some charities, saying things like that? What Bloods and Crips you know is opening charities? What gangbangers or gangsters or thugs you know want to open charities and help people? Know any gangsters opening charities? No. Know anybody that's doing that? No. Things like that. So they have knowledge to do good, to do evil, but not to do good. Go to Jeremiah 2 and 33. And who they look up to? These ministers in the churches. That's who they look up to. These pastors in the churches, or these celebrities, or these politicians, or things like that, or these little Instagram celebrities, these TikTok celebrities. They look up to them now. Read that.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 33. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love?
So he said, why are you trimming the way to seek love? Why are you cutting off certain things that you was doing firsthand to treat, to seek love? There was one lady from the West Indies, a young girl from the West Indies, right? And she wrote a little song called Music of the Sun, things like that, all right? And then after a while, she got with another person, another celebrity, and she trimmed away just to be closer, and now good girl turned bad. Things like that. Yeah, now she went all the way up in height. Yeah, good girl turned bad. They're gonna run this town tonight. That's how it is. Read that again.
Jeremiah
2:33.
Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love?
So it says, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Because our people don't know the way of the Most High. Go to Isaiah 1 and 3 and prove that. Our people don't know the way of the Most High. So, of course, they're going to trim the way to seek love, because if they don't know the Most High, Yahweh Shah, who is that? Jesus Christ. Many of our people.